Do you have a problem with, say, like rattlesnakes or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We, during the summer, well, actually starting about right now, I think at the farm I'm at, we've already killed 3 rattlesnakes.
Welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans. Hey, Rob, like always, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Exhibitors.
Oh, we love Exhibitors.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Great stuff. This week, we'd like to feature their Quick Braid. Quick Braid is your go-to finishing product for all types of styling or training for your horse's mane and tail. You can train stand-up manes and tail to lie flat. Best of all, Quick Braid combs right out without washing, allowing easier mane and tail care for days after any event. The formula is designed especially for show ring results and is superior to using water or human styling product alternatives. They recommend using quick shampoo and quick conditioner prior to styling with Quick Braid.
Yeah, that's some awesome stuff. Well, you know, I'm a terrible braider, Karen, so that's why I'm not allowed to touch this stuff.
But right.
Even this will help me out. So.
But I've used it. It's great stuff.
Awesome, awesome. So thank you very much, Exhibitors. We sure do appreciate it. It's pretty much everywhere, right, Karen?
Yep. And like they say, groom like you mean it.
Triple Crown Feed,
oh,
Karen.
Yeah.
Triple Crown, big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there, mm-hmm. Premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
Triplecrownfeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Triplecrownfeed.com.
They have a great feed locator. They have a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there. Check out Triple Crown Feed's website. Check out the different products. Check out what makes them so special. And give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show.
And we'd like to welcome our newest sponsor, Patricia Scott Insurance. Now, Trish is very passionate about helping those who share her love of horses. With over 30 years of experience in writing equine insurance, and she's also an FEI licensed to eventing steward, she understands the unique risks and liabilities faced by horse farm and ranch owners. And she's able to tailor your policy to meet your specific needs. Don't risk your passion. Get insured today. Now, Trish is always only a phone call away, so you can call her at 484-319-8923.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Karen, and we're your hosts of the Major League Eventing Podcast. And this week, Robbie, we have an up-and-coming young rider who is... She is in Area 10, which is Arizona. We've never had anyone from Arizona, yeah. So this is exciting. Welcome to the show, Annabelle Neiman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah absolutely. Sure. So we always ask, you know, where you're coming to us from, but I guess I ruined it because you are in Arizona, but exactly where in Arizona are you?
I'm actually at my farm. I just got done working the horses, so I'm just sitting in the barn.
Okay. Now, what part of Arizona are you in?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and what, I mean, we could see you, but I mean, our guests obviously can't see you, but what is it like there right now? Like weather-wise?
Right now, the weather is pretty good. We're starting to get into the hotter season, so preparing for the summer where it's usually in the hundreds most days. Ooh. But right now it's about 65 degrees. So we're taking advantage of that for sure.
We would take 65 degrees right now.
Yeah, really.
We could. It's kind of cold here right now. Oh my goodness. Wow. You get into the hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to get our horses worked super early in the morning, but we're usually done pretty early in the day. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Still.
Still. Wow. Well, we'll get into all that. But because I want to hear about your training with the temperatures and the weather you have there. But before we do, Annabelle, can you take us back and tell us how you got your start in riding and then into eventing?
Yeah. So my mom had a horse when I was growing up. And so ever since I can remember, she would take me to the barn and on trail rides and stuff like that. And she had her horse boarded at a hunter jumper facility in Tucson. And so when I was, I think, 4 or 5, I started taking lessons from the trainer at that facility. And when I was 6, I got my first pony, Sacagawea. And yeah, so I started off in the hunter jumper. And then when I was, I think, 14, I switched trainers. And she was a 3-day event rider, so it was all very new to me. And I had a different horse at the time. And so, yeah, since I was 14, I've been eventing, and yeah.
And so, how old are you now?
I will be 23 in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. You're older than I thought you were. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You look young, but okay. So you're 23. Okay. So you're almost out of that young rider.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Yeah. 24?
20. I think. Well, actually, now? No, I think for young riders, I think it's 21.
Okay.
Isn't it? Maybe.
I don't know. We should probably look that up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. And then, so did you did you go to college at all?
I didn't know. Okay. When I graduated high school, I became a working student.
Okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, my parents were very supportive and didn't force the college thing on me. So horses have pretty much been my schooling.
Yeah. Now, I guess college wasn't something that you were wanting to do, or you just kind of wanted to do the horse route.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to ride professionally. And through high school, I was kind of going in and out of high school. I was homeschooled a lot just because I traveled for shows quite a bit, and I just wanted to ride all day. I just never really had an interest in going to college, I guess.
Okay. And in Arizona, like, is it mostly Western? Like, when I think of Arizona, like, I just think of, like, the Western world.
Yeah, Arizona is very, the Western industry, I would say, is a lot bigger than the English. In Phoenix and Scottsdale area, we have a lot of hunter jumpers. Tucson is mostly Western. We have a few jumper trainers here in town and just 2 3-day eventing trainers here. So the community is very small for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Again, I feel like Arizona, and there's a couple other states, but like, I don't think of them as like,
English riding in general.
Right. English riding in general, but especially like eventing. Like, I just don't think of it. Are there a lot of eventers in the area?
Area 10 is, I would say, one of the smallest areas. We have a few people in, a few trainers in New Mexico that come down here, for a lot of shows. The community is very small, but we're all really close. So it makes it really special, especially competing at horse shows together and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now, do you, you're obviously in Arizona now. Do you stay there year round, or do you... I mean, here on the East Coast, a lot of people go to Ocala or Aiken. Is there like a certain location that you would go, or you just stay there?
No, I am based out of Tucson all year round. I do have to travel quite a bit for horse shows. And I have been a working student for a number of years. So I've been able to, I've lived on the East Coast and on the West Coast. So I did get to experience that travel. Mm-hmm. But no, unfortunately, I'm here all year round. But it would be nice to, in the future, maybe plan to base somewhere else in the summer. Just because of the weather here, it kind of, it makes it hard for summer training.
So being in Arizona, would you say you would want to go away in the summertime or the wintertime for the weather?
Definitely the summer. Our winters here are amazing. We have no snow, not much rain. So, but our summers, I would say just due to the heat and, the minimal time frame we have to get the horses worked, during the day before it gets really hot is quite hard. So definitely summer.
Yeah. Which is funny because we're the exact opposite. Now, I know, like in Arizona, I mean, not to talk so much about the weather, but isn't it, your 100 degrees is different than our 90 degrees here? Because you don't have the humidity, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it's definitely, it is a dry heat. So
I mean,
I guess that makes it a little bit better.
I mean, dry heat, I've heard that. Like I've been to Las Vegas. And it's definitely a different kind of heat. It's still hot, but
yeah.
You know, here you just have the humidity and it just makes it hard to breathe. And
you just walk outside and you're just sticky.
You're just, it's just gross. So would you rather come to the East Coast or maybe go to like California area?
I think I would rather go to the East Coast, maybe somewhere like Kentucky or Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. California is definitely not as bad, but it's still a little warm.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Well, you have it on in California, but you come to Pennsylvania for the summer, you only got the beach like an hour away. 2 hours tops.
I know, right?
So
yeah,
you got to experience that. Now you're training there. Is it mostly flat or do you have like, how's your conditioning for your horse?
So that's definitely something that I personally struggle with. The terrain out here is fairly flat for the most part. Tucson is surrounded by mountains. Which is nice, but they're definitely not rideable. There's just not a lot of places that you can go do long gallops. So a lot of my fitness comes from just road hacking and trot sets in the arena. And any chance I get to haul into the Southern Arizona Eventing at our fairgrounds to gallop our cross country, that's my, what I have to do for fitness.
Okay. Now this might be a crazy question, but do you have a problem with say like rattlesnakes or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. During the summer, well, actually starting about right now, I think at the farm I'm at, we've already killed 3 rattlesnakes. With this month. Definitely something that we have to watch out for, but luckily, the horses have kind of gotten used to the desert. So the ones that we take on hacks and stuff, they are definitely a little bit more alert to what to look out for.
Oh
yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I know. Well, yeah. Oh my. Wow. Yeah. I'm not a snake person and, you know, really over where we are, there really isn't any, we got rat snakes and black snakes, you know, nothing really bad, but I couldn't imagine like dealing with rattlesnakes, like having to watch where you walk and, oh, and already 3 this month. Ugh.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ugh,
yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, Annabelle, I guess that kind of takes us a little bit to what you have going on now. So, you know, you mentioned that you're at your place. Now, do you just have your own horses that you're riding, or, you know, what else are you doing?
So I am getting ready to compete at my first two-star with my horse J-Lo in a couple weeks at Galway Downs. And we're just really taking this season a little bit more seriously than we have in the past. I'm hoping to move up to intermediate over the summer and just kind of see where the rest of the season takes us. The last couple years with my horse J-Lo have been a little off and on. She had an injury 2.5 years ago now that sort of set us back quite a bit. So just kind of taking it slow and steady.
So tell us about your horse J-Lo. First of all, I love the name.
Yep.
Yes.
So tell us, I'm assuming a mare?
Oh, yeah. A redheaded mare.
Okay. Yep. All right. So tell us about her.
So she is a 10-year-old Canadian Warmblood. I bought her, I believe, 5 years ago from, a trainer in Canada who came down to California, in the summers. I was out in California working for, Olivia Loy Kono. She helped me find her. And I believe when I bought her, she had done a few novices and I think schooling training. And so the first year I had her, we competed through the training level, and then the year that she got hurt, we were actually at a show moving up to modified, and so that kind of cut it short, and so she had to have some time off. But that time off really kind of helped our connection as a horse and rider. And I feel like we've kind of come off from that better than ever. And she's an amazing horse. She really gives me her all, and that's all I could ever ask for.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what's her favorite phase?
Definitely cross country. Yeah.
Good. Good. And how's she in the dressage phase?
She definitely has the movements for it. We just struggle a little bit with that getting, I think, both of us relaxed in that phase, but we're getting there slowly.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone says about dressage.
Just make it through the first phase, you know, have some fun later.
Yep.
And, so do you do any sort of coaching or anything like that going on?
Yeah, I actually just sort of announced my training business. It's called AWN Eventing. And I mostly take horses in for training. If someone came to me for wanting lessons, then that would be okay. But I would much rather deal with the horses than the people. I have a few clients in right now, and they're mostly dressage people or dressage clients, which is actually very helpful to me and J-Lo. But yeah, I'm hoping to, my goal is to produce, off the track thoroughbreds and, kind of offer them a second chance and bring them up the levels of the sport.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is awesome. Now, is there like a racetrack in the area that you can get these off-track thoroughbreds?
There are a few. We have a racetrack in Phoenix called Turf Paradise that I've bought a few horses from there. But I would have to shop around most. I believe there's a few racetracks on the East Coast that I'm actually currently looking for a few horses to start off the track this summer and bring to a few shows. But yeah, unfortunately, we don't have too much out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, like, I forget how spoiled we are here being on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Just because we have so much.
Yeah. And it's close.
Yeah. So much like that's so close and just readily available. You know, we have the racetracks close by. We got the beach close by. We have like all, you know, we have Fair Hill, which is a huge event on the East Coast, just 10 minutes down the road, you know, where you got to travel a day just to get to an event. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I forget how spoiled we are.
Yeah, we did actually, Tucson did open an event, I think 3 years ago now. It's called Southern Arizona Eventing Association. It's the Saja Show. So we do run a horse trials here from starter to preliminary twice a year. And that is actually just 10 minutes away from me. So that is very nice.
There you go. Yeah, that is that is awesome. And what are your future goals overall?
Well, I would like to represent the US internationally and just have a great line of horses that I can produce and show and hopefully one day represent the US in the Olympics.
Yeah. That was always my goal too.
Yeah.
And so you're probably much closer than I've ever been, but you know, you gotta say it, put it out in the universe and you never know, it could happen.
Yep.
So, awesome. All right. So Annabelle, we are going to play Quick Fire Questions. And Quick Fire Questions is brought to you by Red and Goat Equestrian. Get your all-weather outerwear by going to redandgoatequestrian.com. Now, we know you know the show. And we know, you know, it's five questions. And you don't have to be quick, but we will have strict grading. So.
Something like that.
something like that. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Favorite rider growing up?
I'd have to say BZ Madden.
Oh, that is a good one. Very good one. Have you ever met her?
I have not, no. Yeah. But I study her stadium, so.
Yeah. You got to come to the East Coast. Especially the end of May. It's called the Devon Horse Show, which is a big to-do in Pennsylvania. And she competes there quite a bit. So you got to come. And they also have arena eventing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I've definitely seen that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good time, but you know, you'll see BZ Madden, McLean Ward,
Lark Route.
Yeah. Oh, you name it, they're there. And it's just a good time. All right. Any hobbies outside of horses?
I have played the piano my whole life. So I try to keep that up sometimes when I can. But mostly just hanging out with friends when I'm not at the barn or traveling for horse shows.
Okay. What kind of music do you play on the piano?
I grew up playing classical.
Okay.
Piano. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We'll have to, you'll have to meet Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby Costello. If you listen to his episode, we actually got him to play the piano on it.
Oh, really?
Yes. <Yeah. laughs>
That's awesome.
Yeah. So great guy, but you know, you got to maybe talk about playing the piano with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any good luck rituals or superstitions before you leave the start box?
Well, I always say a little prayer before I leave the start box. And then probably 6 years ago, I started writing a Bible quote on my wrist. Okay. And so I actually now have it tattooed on my arm, but I would always write it on cross country day.
Oh, would you like to share what it says?
Sure. It is, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Oh,
that's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah. Well, I think she won.
Yeah. That's a good one there.
That is a good one. I like that. All right. If eventing was not an option, What other discipline would you like to try?
I'd have to say cutting. I have dabbled in the Western industry quite a bit, actually. And my boyfriend worked for some cutting trainers. And so going and watching him show was quite enjoyable. And it looks really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that going to those competitions out there is probably something crazy. You know, it's got to be some really, you know, high tier competition and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So final question. If you could ride any horse, past, present, or fiction, who would it be?
Ooh. I'd have to say Oliver Townend's Balamore class horse.
Yeah,
he's definitely one of my favorites. I love watching their cross country.
Any of Oliver's horses, sure. Get, let me take a spin.
Yeah, but that Balamore class. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good horse.
Special.
Yeah, very special, very classy. Yeah. Well,
A++.
Yeah. And a plus. Extra plus. Extra plus. So I'm going to go back to you said you wanted to do the cutting and you've been to like the Western events. I don't know. Like, I don't really go to these. So what are they doing that brings all this prize money and just all these great prizes? Like, what are they doing different than what eventing's doing?
I wish I knew.
Oh, darn.
I think a lot of organizing goes into those shows, and there's like, I think a lot of the sponsors donate, you know, the prize money and stuff into that. But yeah, I'm honestly not quite sure.
I mean, it's just they're giving trucks and trailers and lots of money. And
it's crazy.
I know.
And here, you know, like, we're just giving out ribbons for the most part. But we'll figure it out. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Because they're doing something right.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, you know, Annabelle, you got your AWN eventing is, you know, getting up and running and everything. So what advice would you give to a young rider looking to make it in this sport?
Well, I think anybody would say this, but just don't give up. I always tell myself if it's getting harder, that means it's something good is going to come out of it. And this sport, I think, tests everyone, and you just got to give it your all. And something I've really tried to take to heart is you have to learn to be okay with making mistakes, because that's the only way you're going to get better.
Yeah, very good advice.
Yeah,
excellent advice. Oh, this is great.
Yeah,
this is fun. So Annabelle, what we're going to do is we're going to wind things down just a little bit. We always love for our guests to recognize any sponsors or supporters you may have. So who do you have behind you?
I have Devaku, who I've been partnered with for a little over 2 years now. They have definitely changed my riding and made my horses super comfortable. Jasmine, the rep for Arizona and California, she is absolutely amazing. And then I am an ambassador for MoveX and APF. They are both very crucial for any horse that comes into my program. J-Lo has performed phenomenal since having them in her program. Yeah.
Exactly. What is that?
So the APF, it's a supplement. It helps support their focus, their endurance, helps give them a little boost of energy. And I've noticed a huge difference with her gastric health, no ulcers or anything like that. And the MoveX, I recently started using them, I think, over the summer. And it's really just, it's helped J-Lo recover faster from her training and reduce it helps reduce pain and joint inflammation and stuff like that. And I believe they also just came out with an equine, like a gel that's for recovery. And so I'm really excited to try that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Have to look that up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So final question. How do our listeners follow along?
Yeah. So I believe my Instagram is AW Neiman Eventing. I'm mostly active on my Instagram. I also have a Facebook that's under the same account. But yeah, I try to post daily on my Instagram.
Cool. Awesome. And with that, huge thank you to Frankie Terriot Stews from Athletics for setting this up. So, and I'm sure she's helping you, you know, telling you what to do and how to keep everyone engaged in your Instagram.
Yeah, the Young Professionals program, I've been a part of that for I think almost 2 months now, and they've been absolutely amazing. Frankie and her team has definitely helped me a lot.
So can you explain the Young Professional program that she has?
Yeah, so the Young Professionals program, she will help you with your social media. She helps you sort of like promote your business. And honestly, any questions that you have, she's there. And she has quite a few team members that she's helped me put together a sponsorship packet that I'm getting ready to send out to, you know, products that I use. And their content photographers and whatnot. Basically anything you need, Frankie's there. Awesome. She's great.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Athletics is a great company. And I think Frankie does such an amazing job with it and helping these riders and young riders, you know, because you guys definitely need it.
You definitely can't do it alone.
No.
I think it's really important to have a good team of people by your side that know what they're doing. So
Right. And even if you know what to do, it's just you need someone to say, hey, you need to do it.
Yes.
and how, you know, just kind of push you along and just tell you when and how and get it out there. I mean, that's probably one of the most important things is just posting content.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't realize how important it was to, you know, be active on social media until like last year. And it definitely takes some time. So I definitely was not prepared for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Awesome. Well, Annabelle, this was a lot of fun. It was great getting to know you. And I mean, what do you, right?
Yeah, no, this was awesome.
And, you know, best of luck with everything. And we hope we get to see you on the East Coast soon.
I hope so, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for everything. And best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Please like Major League Eventing on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And join our community, Major League Eventers, on Facebook. Cheers!